It's time for Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Gen Solar, the Fairbanks leader in sustainable, reliable energy solutions. And now, Building Alaska.
Hello, everybody. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm hosting today's show. Guys, I hope that you guys have had an awesome week, you know, so far, and I hope that your weekend is going to be better. I hope that you guys get to go do something, enjoy whatever time we got left for our summer. It just seems like every year, it's like every single summer goes faster and faster and faster. You know, last week we were talking about slowing down and, you know, taking advantage of the summer months and the weather that we have. And I got to say, I think that this year was a really, really good year, you know, from springtime till now. And I'm enjoying it too. You know, we got a lot done on the property. We got a lot done with family, with friends, got to go to a bunch of events, you know, around the state. So this year, 2025 has been really good to us. But I hope that you guys are having an awesome, you know, afternoon, Saturday. You guys are, you know, just spending time with family, getting to those chores, getting to the bucket list items, and, you know, crossing off all your to-dos you know, on your guys' checklist before the winter hits. You know, and that's one of the things, guys. You know, on this show, we talk about a lot of just a bunch of different topics. And sometimes we talk about homes, we talk about families, backup systems, what's going on with the state. Sometimes we'll have realtors, sometimes we'll have business owners. It really just depends. We just have tons of things going on. But it's a pretty exciting show. You know, every single time that I get out there, whether I'm shopping, I'm running into people, and they recognize my voice, I have such good, healthy conversations with our listeners. I love what I do here. I really do. We created so many relationships. We have, you know, connected so many different kinds of customers and clients and business owners. There's so much going on through this show. We're very thankful. And so for those who, you know, take time out of their day every single Saturday and they stay tuned in, you know, to be a part of our show, guys, our heart goes out to you guys. You guys are our number one supporters. You guys have encouraged us. You guys have had, you know, awesome conversations with us at our office. Like I said, even when we run into you guys, you know, out of the radio station or out of the office, it's been really pleasant, you know, and we want to continue this. So our goal is to build Alaska, right? Relationships, let people know what's going around, you know, this great state, whether it's in the city, Fairbanks, North Pole, even Delta Junction, but just everywhere. So there's so much to talk about, and we want to be a show that provides not just basic information, but a show that provides encouragement, you know, opportunities, getting out of your comfort zone. There's so much that we talk about. But we are getting to the point where we got to start considering that we need to wrap up certain projects before the winter hits. And I don't like talking about it right now because I don't feel like I got my summer's worth out of this year. But it is important, guys, to make sure that you are prepared for the winter time. You know, yes, it's very early, but I promise you this, it couldn't be a better time to start thinking about these things. So for an example, if you guys have wood stoves, if you guys have pellet stoves, whatever you're burning, make sure you guys have enough so that way when the snow falls, you're not moving pallets of pellets, you're not moving, you know, trailers and dump beds full of, you know, wood that you get from wherever, and then having to worry about stacking it in the wintertime. So what I'm doing right now is I'm actually building, I've seen all around Fairbanks, North Pole, even in Delta, you see all these different styles of people stacking their wood, and it's just, it's awesome. There's so many awesome ideas. So one thing that I'm doing right now is I'm finding a spot on my property where I can build just a little cover area for my wood so I can stack it, and then come wintertime, I'm not having to worry about, you know, finding a place to stack it, find a place where, you know, it's got a cover area. I'm doing all the hard work right now so that way when winter hits and I have to go, you know, carry wood from the outside to inside, everything is already there. Guys, the last thing you want to do is to worry about taking care of these things when the snow has fallen. You know, then you got to get a plow truck, you got to, you know, clear the area, you got to make sure that before everything starts freezing that you can still do whatever you need to get your house in order for the winter. For those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. Guys, I've talked to a lot of our listeners, And one of the best things that I love hearing is they're like, hey, you're so, you know, enthusiastic and you're so, you know, you got so much energy. Guys, I love what I do. That is why I am the way I am on this show. It's very, you know, exciting sharing this information with people who have never heard, you know, the specific bits of information that we give out here. But what we really want to do and where my heart is at is to prepare Alaskans, right, for worst case scenarios. You know, we're people, we're humans. And the one thing that we want to do is we want to be prepared for you know, anything that's to come, right? Whether it's you know, issues with, you know, our weather, issues with homes, issues with whatever. So we want to be able to prepare our listeners for, you know, winter time, for worst case scenarios, for power outages. So that's what we're focusing on. Now, guys, like I said, winter is right around the corner. Okay, we're going to blink and the snow is already trickling down. So if you guys have wood stoves, if you guys have pellet stoves, start stacking now. Get this taken care of so you're not doing this in the cold, in the snow, in the slush, you know, worrying about, you know, all the snow coming down and everything getting wet and all this stuff. Take care of it right now, you know, right before it starts getting to the freezing point. Guys, I'd recommend filling up your fuel tanks. Start now so that you're not starting in the middle of the winter. You know, make sure that you are taken care of. Look at your roof. If you guys have had leaks, guys, remember, if you're having leaks right now and the snow falls, come springtime, that you don't want to deal with this. I've dealt with this last year, this 2024 going into 2025. So this spring, we've had a lot of water coming in through our roof because our snow stoppers, some of them ripped out. And I had no idea that it, you know, left, you know, big gaping holes in our metal roof. And so I went up there this year. Thank God that we caught it and we saw it. And we went up and, you know, we patched everything so that next year when the springtime comes, we're not having to worry about water getting into our roof, getting into the sheetrock, and possibly causing mold. I did share a little bit about mold testing. Guys, mold is actually a lot more prominent than people actually believe, right? So if you have even a puncture in your vapor barrier, that's all it needs to start building moisture. You know, if you have a small leak in the roof in the corner somewhere, a lot of people are like, oh, I'll fix it next year. I'll fix it next year. I'll fix it next year. Okay. What happens with water is water travels. Okay. Where it's going to take the path of least resistance, right? So if it's able to get through one small hole and it starts dripping and there's going to be a lot, guys, it's only going to get worse, especially if it's organic material, right? So if you have wood, if you have anything that is organic, that's that your home is built from, it's gonna trickle down, and over the years, it's gonna start breaking down that material. And the last thing that you want is to have a snow load so heavy one of these years that the construction of the you know, the structure has been sabotaged, right? So if you got your, you know, rafters, if you have, you know, studs, whatever that is getting, you know, touched by water and you're not taking care of, well, over the years, it's going to start breaking down. And I don't wish this upon anyone to try to find out, you know, worst case scenario for one of those to give out or to break or to cause, you know, a catastrophic damage. So guys, it's better to take care of now than having to worry about it later. So do everything you can. I know we still have some time. I still consider this summertime. I know it's getting a little bit nippy, but it's still summertime. You have the ability to have a clear vision, a clear, you know, sight of your roof. So while you still can, while we still have good weather, start taking care of these issues before winter hits. And then you have to go through all the snow and with all the cold. But guys, it's important to take care of your needs now. Be prepared. At Gen Solar, that's what we're about. We always want to encourage our customers that whatever system that they're going to need, that they're taking care of it now before winter hits. Guys, we're booked up pretty far out. We're about a couple months out. We're still doing solar installs. We're still installing, you know, backup batteries for homes. We're still installing generators. But guys, right now, 2025, a lot of people are freaking out. Why? Because the 20% tax credit is disappearing. Okay, what does this mean? And we've talked about this a number of times on the show. We've talked about it since we got news that 2025 will be the last year that the tax credits are going to be out there for solar. So when you look at solar, right, a lot of people are thinking, well, you know, it's a big investment. You know, I don't know what my ROI is going to look like, and I don't know if it's really going to be beneficial for us. Guys, any questions that you have about solar, 29 College Road, Suite 14. Can't miss us. We're right there in that corner building, right across the street from REI. Okay, can't miss us. Come in, ask us questions, guys. If you're skeptical about, you know, these backup systems, you're going to continue being skeptical until you actually get your facts, right? Until you actually get your answers. So I recommend everybody who's listening, if you are considering any backup system, it doesn't have to be solar. It doesn't have to be just a generator. It could be a battery backup system. There's so many options out there. So don't let anybody tell you guys that there's only one system that's going to work for you and that is it. We have so much technology out there readily available for everybody to take advantage of. And with the tax credits disappearing, 30% tax credits, guys, we're going to be missing out on a lot for those who are not going to take advantage of it this year. For those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, today's host, and we're talking about the 30% tax credit disappearing. Guys, 30% on a solar project is huge savings, okay? There's so much that you can save. And the reason why I'm bringing this up right now is because, guys, we're running out of time. You know, 2025 is going to disappear just as fast as 2024 did. And the last thing that you want to do is come 2026 and you're like, well, you know, everything makes sense. I got all my answers. I finally did my research and I want to be able to go get, you know, a solar. You could have saved 30%. You could have saved 30% of your entire project had you taken care of and got locked in 2025. Please don't be those people. Please don't be that person who's going to regret not taking advantage of it right now. So a lot of people are thinking, well, you know, do we have to get installed right now? Well, you can get locked in now, and come springtime, we can get that installed. Guys, it's installations go year-round regardless. Okay, so there's still some time left. There's still some time left to get your solar in, get you locked in, get you on schedule, and get you taken care of. Now, one of the best things that I love about solar, okay, the reason why it makes sense for me is because you could actually see these numbers. So how many of you guys have looked at your electrical bill lately? Okay, are you guys happy? Are you guys happy knowing that every single year it constantly goes up? I don't like it. I really don't like it. Well, here's the thing. Electric companies have the power to increase prices, and they do so, okay? Every single year, they're going to continue doing so. Well, if there was a way for you to get locked in at a specific rate, would you take advantage of it? If your answer is yes, we got more for you, okay? When you get a solar system installed, okay, you're locked in. You're producing your own power, okay? GVEA has a snap meter program where you can actually get paid for overproduction. And we've talked about this plenty of times, so this might be something that's just repetitive to some of the listeners, but I'm going to go ahead and say it again just for those people who are not aware. One of the biggest benefits of going solar is the fact that you get to make money, okay? And this is not MLM business. This is not a get-rich, you know, a scam overnight. No, absolutely not. This is long-term, okay? If you guys understand how much we pay per kilowatt right now, okay, fast forward 5 years from now. Okay, look at every single monthly bill that you've ever accumulated for the electrical. Okay, you're going to see that every single year, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. This bill is not going to get any smaller for you guys. It won't, unless you do something about it. When you get solar and you start producing your own power, those numbers change. And so here's why I love the fact that we're in Alaska. And one of the benefits, the biggest benefits that we have living in this awesome state is our summertime makes it worth it, okay? I can't tell you guys how many customers we have, how many clients that we are, you know, taking care of, that every single year, they're so happy and they're so thankful that they finally pulled the trigger on the solar, that their months that they've overproduced in the summertime, all of the overproduction that they have, it gets sold back to the GVEA. And guess what? They get credit in return. So come winter months, their bills are already taken care of. What does this mean? Well, when you overproduce, that means you're producing more than what you're consuming. So you are already taking care of your house needs. You're already taking care of your electrical needs at your solar's cost, right? So whatever system that you got going on, whatever has been installed, it's taking care of your electrical needs. Now, GVA doesn't have to, they're not going to cut you a bill for something you're not consuming, right? Because you're consuming, you are producing your own electricity. Now, here's the thing. Producing your own power is one thing. But imagine this, every single summer we have 24-hour sunlight. You will always overproduce with a properly sized system, okay? So what's going to happen? You overproduce, you send that energy back, and you get paid for it. So not only is your bill going to be little to nothing in the summertime, you're going to get the credits to be able to use during the wintertime. So now you're not going to have to worry about where's that money going to come from for the winter season. And guess what? Winter season, guess you're going to use a lot more electricity. You're going to be cooking a lot more. You're going to be using the heat a lot more. Your boiler's going to turn on a lot more often. There's so much electricity that gets consumed in the wintertime. A lot of people are worried that the price of their bill in the wintertime is going to be astronomical. And over the years, it's going to continue to get to that point where people are going to get so frustrated, they're going to not have any other choice other than to look for an alternative energy source. But what better way to do it than to start now, get and take advantage of the 30% tax credit, and not have to worry about that later on in the future. Guys, we're going to cut to a short break. Don't go anywhere. I got some more information for those who are interested in this 30% tax credit and how you could take advantage of it. Don't go anywhere, guys. We'll be right back.
Building Alaska will be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks is raving about the technology available for your home from the folks at Gen Solar. From the Tesla solar technology and their amazing sleek power walls, to the always dependable Generac system and EcoFlow battery systems, all for your home or business, all designed to keep your home safe from power outages while feeding power back to the grid and saving you time and money. See for yourself and get all of your questions answered in their amazing new showroom, 29 College Road, right across from the Bentley Mall. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Gen Solar.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah. Sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse. I'm hosting today's show. Guys, right before the break, we were talking about 30% tax credit. Okay, what's the big deal about it? Why is it disappearing? What's going on with it? Okay, so right now, this has been in the talks for quite some time, and they're finally, you know, pulling the trigger. So 2025 will be the year that is going to end in. Okay, so 30% tax credit is something that a lot of our customers rave about. Okay, what does it mean to you to get 30% back on a solar project? Okay, solar projects are not cheap, right? You get what you pay for, and it's important that you get it done properly the first time. Okay, I can't tell you guys how many stories we have of customers coming in from other places saying that they got a fresh brand new install and it's not working, and there's always issues going on. It's undersized, it's not done properly. Nobody has time to go back and fix things, especially a business, okay? A business to run efficiently needs to do it right the first time, right? So when we go out and we have a customer come in or a client that wants to get solar or is considering solar or any kind of backup system, we're going to sit down with you and we're going to pick everything out, right? We're going to find out what you need, okay? What you're trying to power, what are you wanting to get out of it? And with all these questions, we're going to build the best possible system that's going to work best for you. Okay, one thing that we like to do, and it works every single time, we underpromise and overdeliver. That has been the number one thing that we hear from our clients every single time we install any kind of backup system. Why is this important to do this? Okay, when you look at investing in some kind of backup system, you need to understand that you're doing it not just for, you know, for giggles, okay? You're not doing it just for bragging rights because you got, you know, clean energy, you got some kind of backup system. You're protecting something. And majority of Americans in America right now, the largest investment that they'll ever make in their lifetime is purchasing a home. Now, homes are not cheap, okay? Especially right now. You know, APRs are just, it's just pretty crazy. Thank God we locked in during COVID, right before the COVID rates hit, we locked in at a really good interest rate with our bank. But now homes are, they cost a lot of money. And, you know, you look on social media and you see all these funny videos of people who post old school ads back in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and how much homes were worth back then. Okay. So everything is going through the roof. Now, why would you invest in something that will become a liability instead of an asset? Okay. Homes should never be looked at as a liability. It should be looked at as an asset. Why? Because it's one market that will constantly and continuously grow over the years. You look 30 years ago, right? The house market, people are like, oh man, that's so dirt cheap. You know, it's anybody can afford to buy a house, you know, even with, you know, an okay salary or okay, you know, hourly wage. But fast forward 10 years, you start to see that these numbers sometimes double, triple, and quadruple. I remember my parents, they told me when they bought their house in 1981 or 1982, I think it was 83, I can't remember. They bought it for $33,000. $33,000. Okay, it's a house that was about 1,600 square feet, had almost half an acre. Not really, actually. I don't think it was a full half acre. But anyways, it was in the city, okay? $33,000. That house, my parents moved out, sold for $640,000. $640,000. Okay. In 1980, I highly doubt that my parents were looking at the house market and was like, well, I can't wait to see what our house is worth, you know, in 2024. I think they sold it in 23, actually. I don't think they were considering looking down the road that far. Okay. But look what happened. We're here right now. And when they sold the house, I'm pretty sure that they were really happy to see that they weren't selling it for the price that they got it for in the 80s, okay? Same thing with our houses now. Guys, it's an asset. It will continue to grow in value. It will continue to go through the roof. You know, in the future, we don't know what's going to look like in the next 5 years. What if the interest rates are going to be so ridiculous, no one's going to be able to afford a house? But for those people who have one right now, and those people who are closing in on their homes, especially their first one, guys, protect it, okay? Protect your largest investment. You're not going to get a brand new car from the dealership without having full insurance. Why? God forbid you drive off of that lot and you smash into a car or somebody hits you. The last thing that you want to do is have that moment where you've dished out, you know, what is an average car now, like a family vehicle or a truck, $60,000 to $100,000. Would you risk not putting insurance on a brand spanking new vehicle coming off of the dealer lot? I wouldn't. But when it comes to your home, why should you make an exception? It's important to take care of your house. You got family, you got kids, you got dogs, you got tenants. If it's an Airbnb, guys, you have a lot to lose. So finding out the perfect system for you is not that complicated. 29 College Road, Suite 14. Come visit us, Jen Solar, or give us a call, schedule an appointment, or schedule a walk-in time where you could sit down with one of our specialists to go over options, right? A solar is not for everybody. Generators are not for everybody, nor are batteries for everyone. But there's a system that we can build specifically that's going to work the way that you want it to work and to take care of your needs. Give us a call if you can't make it in and you want to chat with somebody over the phone. 290-3333. Very easy to remember. 907-290-3333. Give us a call. We'll get you scheduled in for an appointment or consultation. Guys, you can also go to jensolar.net and fill out a form for a contact form where you'll put your name, your number, and then, of course, your reason on what you're looking for, whether it's a backup system, whether it's maintenance on a Generac generator. Guys, we have tons of things we have to offer at Gen Solar. We don't just offer backup systems. We offer service agreements. What's the big deal with service agreements? We're able to monitor your generator. We're able to monitor your system. If anything happens, we have techs on hand that can come out there and replace parts, take care of your problems, and get you back online. One of the biggest problems that we see here in Alaska is, yes, we, you know, Fairbanks is a really tight community. It's really, it's actually a growing city. you know, 10 years ago when I moved here, I've seen such a big change in numbers. It's just amazing. But guys, we want to make sure that we're taking care of our people, okay? And one of the biggest problems that we see here is a lot of companies, they offer products, they offer installations, you know, all kinds of, you know, products from homes to commercial to residential, doesn't matter. But the last thing that people want to deal with is when something happens to whatever they invested so much time and money in, if something breaks down, something happens, the worst thing that any homeowner could ever experience is to get to call this, you know, installer, call this company and be like, hey, your guys' system that you installed, it doesn't work. Something broke. I don't know what to do. You guys are the ones who installed it. Can you guys have somebody come out here and get it taken care of? I can't tell you guys how many times I get calls from all kinds of people all around the state. We get calls, you know, from customers saying, we had a solar system installed by a different company. We had a generator installed by a different company. We had a battery installed by a different company. And we had it online for about a couple weeks or whatever it was. In such a short amount of time, it didn't work anymore. Something happened. Something went wrong. Miswired, whatever it may be. Guys, for those who are just tuning in, this is Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. My name is Jesse, today's host. And we're talking about the services that we offer here at Gen Solar. And so when we get these calls, these customers are frustrated. They spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on a backup system that doesn't work anymore. And they just got it installed. Okay? That is a big fear that residents have here in Alaska. Is can I afford to invest a large sum of money into a backup system that could potentially go wrong? And when I call the installer, when I call the company, when I call the business back, and they tell me, hey, look, we're about 2 months out. Nobody wants to hear that. That's horrible reputation. They're not going to trust you anymore. They're going to move to somebody else. And the worst part of it is that people talk. Word of mouth is a faster advertisement than anything else on the market. People are going to talk. People are going to share their experiences. They're going to share their emotions. And the last thing that you want is to be a business, to be a company, to be an installer where they're talking about you like that, where you couldn't even do it right the first time. So when we sit down with our customers, we have deep conversations and explain to them what they're getting into so that there's no surprises in the future. Guys, that's so important to know that there's a business here in Alaska that is not here just for short term. We're here for long term, okay? We offer service agreements. We monitor generators. We monitor all kinds of systems. If you guys need any kind of monitoring services, if you are a snowbird, if you have an Airbnb up here, if you have a business and you need somebody to monitor your generator, if you need somebody to monitor your system, give us a call and see what we can do for you. If you guys are looking for a backup system, whether it's a generator, whether it's a battery system, whether it's solar, guys, we are still installing. We're still taking customers in. We want to get you guys taken care of because after 2025 is over, we're going to lose the ability to take advantage of that 30% tax credit. Guys, 30% is huge. Next year, our numbers are going to go up. I promise you, every single company is going to go up. Okay. The price of solar panels have already gone up 3 times in the last few years. The price of generators, the price of propane tanks, the price of propane tanks since COVID went up 5 times. Okay. I remember pre-COVID, we used to get tanks. We used to be able to sell tanks to customers for around $1,400, $1,500. They're $3,500 right now. The same exact tank. Fast forward a few years. So the longer you wait to get your system installed, the more you're going to end up paying. Get taken care of now. Give us a call, 290-3333. Get your solar locked in, guys. We are booked up for a couple months. Let's get you guys in. Come over. Get you guys taken care of. We'll get you locked in so that way you guys don't miss out on this 30% tax credit. If you guys are a business, there's still some grants out there that you guys can take advantage of. So don't think that you have to dish everything out of your pocket. If you're a business owner, guys, come and talk to us. There are grants still available that can get you guys taken care of, get you solar on your roof, offset your bill, and have everybody happy at the end of the day. Guys, we're coming to an end on our show. I just wanted to let you guys know that this show, Building Alaska, has been brought to you by Premier Kitchen and Bath. Guys, if this is the year that you guys want to change your kitchen, it's time to get rid of the old nasty bathroom setup that you have right now. It's time to get rid of this eyesore that you step into every single day when you go cook a breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Premier Kitchen and Bath will bring your dreams to reality. guys, why I'm so passionate about this specific subject is because we took advantage of them a few years ago when we got our kitchen done. Guys, it's still a talk every single time that people come over. When people come over, they look at the kitchen setup, they look at the layout, they look at the countertop, they look at the cabinets, they look at the design. We have such lengthy conversations because of what Premier Kitchen Bath was able to do to us and for us. So guys, give us a call, 290-333 for all of your backup needs. If you have any questions, let us know. We'll get you guys taken care of. Thank you guys for staying tuned in. Building Alaska on KFAR Radio. We'll see you guys next week.
You've been listening to Building Alaska on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. Building Alaska is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.